Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. We recently took a look at building reminders. I want to return to that video and take a look at a small problem that's easily solved. Here on the Mangos page, we find the reminders video. Click on that, and you'll find not only the video, but the source code. Go ahead and download that source code, and let's open that up and make a copy of that directory. So I'll click on that and copy the directory, double-click into the copy, and open up the application. First, what I'd like to do is show you where the problem lies. Once we understand where the problem is, we can take a look at a quick solution. This code should look pretty familiar from having seen the reminders video. Let's run it, and just remember what happens here is that the UI is very, very simple. It comes up with a single button that says remind me. When we click that creates a reminder in the background. We can now go off into another application such as Internet Explorer. That reminder is ticking down. We've set it for 10 seconds, so that's going to come up pretty quickly, but we can continue in Internet Explorer until that reminder pops up. So let's go look at website, and there's our reminder popped up. When we click into the reminder, it takes us back to the application. Now, because I'm in debug mode, it's going to stop debugging. But we can start the debugging again, bring up the same application. When we click remind me, however, bang, we get an exception. And the exception that we get is we're trying to create a reminder. And remember, we give a name to the reminder when we're creating it. That reminder with that name already exists in the scheduled action service from the first time we ran it. The solution to this is pretty straightforward. What we're going to do is test to see if it already exists. We're going to ask the scheduled action service to call its find method, and we'll pass in the name that we used previously. That'll either return null if it's not found, or it will return a non-null value. If we get a non-null value, we know that it already exists, and we can call remove, passing in that same name, and that will remove it from the scheduled action service, and then when we create it, it will create it safely. So that's the guard you want to put on there in case you're going to run that same reminder more than one time. Let's run the application and bring up the emulator. We click remind me the first time. We go ahead and go into another application, say Internet Explorer. We're going to be looking around in Internet Explorer, and about 10 seconds later, we should see that reminder come up just as we did the first time. And there's our reminder. Let's go back to the application. As happened the first time, it'll stop debugging. Now let's run the debugger again. Remember, last time this crashed. We're going to click remind me and not crash this time, because now we're managing that reminder and deleting it if it already exists before we create a new one. That new one was also created with 10 seconds using the exact same code. So after about 10 seconds, our reminder does, in fact, pop up. We can prove to ourselves exactly what's happening by putting a breakpoint on the if statement. And when we start again and click the remind me, we can step through and see that, in fact, it is getting a non-null value, removing the reminder that did exist, creating the new reminder, and that is successfully allowing us to push the remind me button repeatedly and have the reminder come up after 10 seconds, go back to where we were, push it again, and do that as many times as we like, because each time we're going to delete the old one and create a new one. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you again very soon.